I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 and 88.5. I'm glad to have you along this morning, and glad to have author Leah Stewart in the studio with me this morning to talk about her new novel, The History of Us, the story of a woman who returns to Cincinnati to take care of her sister's children after their parents die in a horrific accident. And one of the main characters in the story is the city of Cincinnati itself. And it gives me great pleasure to welcome Leah Stewart to Cincinnati Edition. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I was struck by this story. So often people use cities or locations in their fictional works, but don't necessarily toe the line as close to reality as you do in The History of Us. How did Cincinnati become such a prominent player in this novel?
Well, my own history is one of not belonging to any particular place. I grew up military and moved around a lot, and now I'm a tenured professor. I own a house in Northside. I've put a lot of work into my garden, and I have two small children who don't remember living anywhere else. So I think that for the first time, I am looking at a place as possibly permanent. So that made me pay a lot of attention to what the city was like, and maybe even more than that, what the relationship between the city and the people I know is. And one of the things that I found fascinating was the way Cincinnati can both inspire, and this then the individual neighborhoods can inspire, this fierce kind of partisan loyalty, but at the same time it's what I've been calling a kind of a low self-esteem city. So that when I first moved here, I had this strange experience of people repeatedly saying, well, why did you move here? Yes. And I kept saying, well, you live here. Why not move here? You know, we're not a coastal city. The time when Cincinnati was Queen of the West was quite some time ago. So I think that there is this tendency to feel a little, well, you know, there are places where you live and you feel like you're cool just because you live there, right? You live in New York City, you live in Ann Arbor. You feel like you're a little bit cool just because you live there. And we don't really have that. And I think I was just sort of fascinated with that relationship that people had to being here.
I found it fascinating that the aunt in the story, Eloise, who comes back to Cincinnati, really wanted to leave Cincinnati.
Yes.
And how a number of the characters really want to leave Cincinnati, but there's also the characters who love Cincinnati. Uh-huh. And I guess from your perspective in coming to the city, you see that happen. The people who grow up here want to leave, and the people who come here love the city because it's a beautiful city.
Yeah, and I've seen it go the other way, too, where people who grow up here love it here and want to stay and are very, very invested in city politics and the community. And then I've also seen people who come here because they've gotten a job here and they have this sense that this was somehow not where they were supposed to be. And often there are people who are from the coast, there are people who are from New England or they're from California, and they have this sense that that's where they were meant to be. And I think that feeling of somehow having been displaced from where your life was supposed to be was one of the things that I was interested in with Eloise, the character who wants to leave. But you're right, I have characters who really want to stay and characters who really want to leave. And I did that deliberately so that I could explore that dynamic of what it means to leave your hometown and what it means to stay.
I had to chuckle when I saw that Eloise was writing a paper. She had written a book. It was a successful had a book successfully published and was kind of working on a second, but because she was taking care of the kids, giving up on her career. But her second paper is on location and identity.
Yes,
that seems what this story is all
about.
That's
exactly what it was about. Yeah, when I first conceived of the book, I kept saying it's about location and identity. And people would say, okay, but what's going to happen? What are the people? So most of my books have started with a character or an idea for a story. So this one was a little unusual in that I had that thematic idea of location and identity first. And again, I think it came from being here, just paying a lot of attention to how people talked about the city and thinking of it as permanent and really coming to love the city myself. I think it's a fascinating place.
Is there a danger as writing a fictional work in using the real places?
Sure, you can get it wrong, right? Yeah.
You spelled Graders right.
Right, I did. But I think I put the wrong... I think I called like a specific sundae that's on their menu the wrong thing. I think I just noticed that. But yeah, I tried to stick pretty close to reality. There are a couple things I made up. So there's a college in the book that is fictional. It's called Wyatt College. And the main reason that I made that up is because that's where Eloise teaches. She's a history professor and she doesn't want to be there. And so I didn't want to choose an actual college here and then have someone complaining about not wanting to work there. So I made that college up. But everything else I tried to stick fairly close to at least my impression of the city. I probably still got some things wrong.
Not that I saw.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad.
At least I didn't catch it. I've been here a while, too.
Okay, good, good.
It's a very emotional story, starting out with the death, the parents' death, and the sister having to come home, learning about it, going off to teach her class at Harvard and suddenly having to move back to Cincinnati, and the kids who were affected were quite young at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And really each character, you talk through each of the characters and have their perspective, and there's so much emotion involved. I am interested in finding out, as you are writing this,
yeah,
how difficult that is with all that emotion roiling in so many different directions. Was that difficult?
I think, well, the answer is yes.
I mean, reading it, you about wear me out. I can only imagine writing it. You know how it was.
You know, there's a, I think you experience in some strange way the emotion that you're trying to convey, but there's maybe more of a distance on it because at the same time, you know that you're creating it. I don't know really how, I can't articulate it very well, but I think one of the things that this is my fourth book. So one of the things that I think about my own writing at this point is that emotion is what I do well. So I'm glad to hear you say that. I'm definitely going for an up-close exploration of what I hope will come across as intense emotion.
You mentioned your previous novels. What makes this one different from those?
The other three are all first person. So they have just one protagonist and you stick close to that person. They tell their own story. And this one, I broke away from that in that it's third person. And also I am in the heads of three of the characters rather than just one. And I did that in part because I'm interested in how when you shift points of view, you get to see people from the inside and the outside. So that's why I wanted to do it that way.
There's a house that is kind of the centerpiece. It's not only the city and these characters, but also the house that plays a role in the novel, The History of Us. You mentioned it's Clifton Avenue around Lafayette.
Yeah.
Was there a specific house? You know, if you drive down Clifton Avenue, would you see the house that's in the novel?
Or is it just a
conglomeration?
It's kind of both. So I have been one time at a party in a really beautiful old house that was somewhere. I don't even remember exactly where it is, but it's somewhere in that vicinity. And it had a number of the features that I gave to that house. And then I have a friend who lives in another very beautiful old house that's also on Clifton Avenue, where I've spent a lot of time in that one. So I was probably thinking a little bit of both of those. That my friend's house has one of those grand foyers with the big staircase that comes down. I was thinking of that. And then this other house where I'd been to the party had like a mural on the ceiling and the fabric on the walls. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that's wonderful about this city is that you can just go in casually into someone's home and find all these gorgeous architectural details that seem like they should be in a museum.
Well, you mentioned you live in Northside. Northside
does
play a role in the story, too, and Hyde Park and Hyde Park Square.
Uh-huh.
As you're going through here, you also, while reflecting the good things about the city, kind of shine that there's a bit of a dark side, what the people complain about.
Yeah.
Did you find a need for that balance in there, that, you know, you didn't want to just be a cheerleader for the city, but
a realist? Yeah, I think so. You know, I definitely wanted to be a realist. And the characters have a very complicated relationship to Cincinnati, which is their hometown, not my hometown. It's their hometown. And so I definitely wanted to explore both the good and maybe the less good about the city. Sure, yeah. And there were a couple of little things that I won't say what, but that made their way into the book that I actually saw that were, you know, little negative things here and there. Yeah, you got to have a balance.
Well, as a writer, they say, you know, write about what you know. And it seems like you have learned and known a lot about Cincinnati.
Well, you know, I guess once I get interested in a subject that I collect information about it. So there was a point where I could give little history lessons about Cincinnati. I knew what year it was founded and I knew where the oldest house was. And once I knew that I was setting the book here, I definitely not only did some reading, but I spent a couple days driving around and thinking about setting scenes at certain locations. I had a whole scene at Alt Park, for instance, I didn't end up using, but it was a fun day of going from place to place thinking about what I might use.
Well, it's a great way you weave Cincinnati into your new novel, My History of Us, and
Thank you.
A fascinating story.
Thank you.
That's Leah Stewart, the author of the new novel, The History of Us. And you can learn more about the book and Leah on our website, wvxu.org. The History of Us, a novel by Leah Stewart on Cincinnati Edition.